Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, the Memorial Day Tuesday edition. How you doing, my little buddy? Well, is Dominic joining me on the airwaves, or what are we doing here? Welcome, Dominic. How you doing? Still not hearing him, so I'm not sure why we're not integrated. Third time's a charm. I can feel it. Dominic, say hi one more time. Well, buddy, I don't know what they're doing, but let me tell you what I think the lead will be for this hour, because, by default, I'm going to do all the talking. Mitch McConnell, reflecting upon his illustrious career as the Senate Majority Leader. Well, McConnell has stated what his greatest achievement has been. I'd like to share it with you, our fair audience, and you as well, my little buddy Dominic. Reflecting on his 15 years as the Republican leader in the U.S. Senate, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that his biggest decision ever made was preventing the confirmation of Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court in 2016. Justice Antonin Scalia's sudden death from natural causes, are we sure? In February 2016, prompted then-President Obama to nominate Mr. Garland, a confirmation that McConnell had the power to block as the majority leader at the time. In my time as the majority leader, the single biggest decision I've ever made was actually a decision not to do something. The Kentucky Republican told supporters during an event in his home state that was to fill a Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Scalia during the 2016 election. So, as I'm understanding it, Dom, he's still bragging about sticking it to Barack Obama, Merrick Garland, and let's just say justice.
It sounds like he's very proud of that fact.
Oh, he's very proud. And I found it quite, I hate to even talk about the gun stuff because nothing's getting done. Thoughts and prayers.
Lots of thoughts and prayers.
But Joe Biden came out over the weekend and said, he might have a dance partner in Mitch McConnell. And I'm thinking, what would make you think that? Why would you possibly believe that, Joe Biden?
Maybe he doesn't CNN believe it, but maybe he needs to stroke a little ego in order to get the guy through the door.
To where? The door to where? Where? I mean, Mitch McConnell's sold his soul long ago to the devil. I mean, he brags about being cocaine Mitch, man. What are you going to embarrass him? What cajoling could Joe Biden possibly do that's going to move Mitch McConnell? And I would point to the example, his greatest achievement was sticking it to Merrick Garland, dude.
What's Joe going to do? Well, let me ask you this, then. If Joe doesn't play nice and reach out and at least be presidential about it, his other options are to not engage, to do not say anything about it at all. And that is obviously going, doing nothing will get you nothing. Doing something at least provides some effort, some semblance of trying to move the needle on this issue. And of course, Mitch McConnell's going to be Mitch McConnell about it. But from a
well,
from
Mitch McConnell's
going to
do Lucy in the football and yank
well,
it
what,
out
what
from
would you, what would
Biden.
You have Biden do? Not engage whatsoever, not say a thing?
You know, there are some moderates in that. Hell, John Cornyn, the Republican from Texas, the one not named Ted Cruz. John Cornyn is actually trying to move some legislation forward. He's in negotiations. I don't need Mitch McConnell at that table. Mitch is just going to kill the bill, man.
Well, okay, fair enough. So then go after Cornyn, but that goes against your whole point that, well, you know, Mitch has his whole caucus in line. So if you're gonna, how are you gonna do that? You can't say that you can take just a onesie twosie, but you, from Republicans who might be shocked enough to actually do something, but then also say, well, you know, Mitch McConnell, he's got his troops in line. Both those things can't be true.
Can I give you just a little the reporting, Chris Saliza at CNN?
Yeah.
Joe Biden still thinks he can do business with Mitch McConnell. He's wrong, no? President Joe Biden was asked on Monday whether there was, let's call it, a reasonable chance that Republicans would find a way to compromise with Democrats on gun control in the wake of the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. I think there's a realization on the part of rational Republicans, and I consider Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell a rational Republican. Oh, he's rational, but he's an obstructionist bastard, Joe. Texas Senator John Cornyn as well. There's a recognition on their part. They can't continue like this. Bet they will. A little bit more, which raises an interesting question. Is Biden right? Is McConnell part of the rational Republican wing of the party? To answer that question, you have to first decide this. What does Biden mean by rational?
Fair enough.
Since he didn't explain, we have to infer. And my inference, this according to Chris Saliza, is that Biden defines rational as A, willing to break from Donald Trump, and B, willing to compromise when compromise is available. Again, I'm not seeing any indication that that's Mitch McConnell, but let me read on. So using that definition, let's see how McConnell fits into the rational category. According to 538, McConnell voted with Trump's position about 91.4% of the time when he was president. That made McConnell the 18th most Trumpy senator, tied with South Dakota's John Thune, the second-ranking Republican in Senate leadership, and narrowly more Trumpy than senators like Marsha Blackburn and Tom Cotton.
Oof.
So he's pretty Trumpy. That finding might be slightly misleading, of course, because the Senate GOP leader McConnell viewed his job at least partly as getting the Trump agenda through Congress. And as leader, he had some amount of influence over what Trump agenda would look like. What was it? Tax cuts for the rich. That was pretty much the agenda.
Pretty much it, and an insurrection and, you know, killing the peaceful transfer of power tradition we've had in this country.
Well, on other measures of conservatism, McConnell scored lower. According to Conservative Heritage Foundation, McConnell has a 62% lifetime rating and a sexy 69% rating in the current session of Congress. The average score for a Republican senator is 81%. The Club for Growth, a fiscally conservative organization, gives McConnell a lifetime score of 74%, 21st highest amongst Republican senators. And on guns in particular, McConnell's record is less mixed. He has an A-plus rating with the National Rifle Association.
Wow, good job.
Like Scott Walker and Ron Johnson, which noted in a 2014 campaign that the Kentucky Republican has stood up to every attempt by President Obama, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and other anti-gun extremists to degrade and erode our Second Amendment rights and hunting heritage.
Hunting heritage.
Yeah, hunting kids. Mostly,
yeah.
Numbers aside, it is true that McConnell has shown a willingness to criticize Trump. Oh, that's a low bar. In the wake of the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, McConnell said that Trump was practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. He did vote against the
impeachment, though.
Yeah, I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
A little bit more, but it's
words
also
and actions. See, there's a great example of what someone says versus what they do.
Thoughts and prayers not enough for you anymore?
No, not for me.
According to Saliza, it's also true that McConnell's speech came after he voted against convicting Trump in the Senate's impeachment trial. We pointed that out first. What Biden ultimately means in describing McConnell and Cornyn as rational Republicans is that he believes they're open to a deal. Remember that Biden, as VP, personally negotiated deals with McConnell to avoid defaulting on the national debt in 2011 and falling off the fiscal cliff in 2013. You've been a real friend. You've been a trusted partner, and it's been an honor to serve with you, McConnell said of Biden on the Senate floor in the final days of the Obama presidency. We're all going to miss you. Miss that guy. As Saliza wrote last week, the most important thing to remember when seeking to understand McConnell is that he's always considering the politics of every situation. And that's especially true now with the 2022 midterm elections rapidly approaching and the Senate majority very much in play. So here's the conclusion. If McConnell believes that the public at large wants some action on guns, he will work with Cornyn and the Democratic leaders to find areas of agreement. If the desire for action fades in the wake of Uvalde, and it will, folks, it's not going to last till Election Day, it is possible that McConnell will pull back on his willingness for Republicans to find some sort of compromise on guns. Given that, according to Syliza, the best way to understand McConnell isn't on the rational, irrational spectrum, whether it's on whether a particular issue is politically advantageous for him and his side or not. It's all about political expediency, Dom.
If sure. He doesn't stay in that position without taking that into consideration and doing it very well over his career. But this isn't about Mitch McConnell. This is about President Joe Biden. And as Syliza points out, as you read, there is a long history, a relationship there. And if some congeniality and can get you through the door, great. But you're absolutely right. It is a matter of politics for them. And if Cornyn's on board, if some other sensible, quote-unquote, reasonable, quote-unquote, Republicans think that maybe we should, you know, stop having weapons of war, mass murdering babies, children, I think there might be some political will. Sooner than later is going to be priority. As you mentioned, these things tend to fade. But they're just putting the first kids in the ground today. So I'm not sure it's going to fade that fast.
Wait until all these children are buried. Give it another week past that, and you won't see any more, you know, rationalness out of Mitch McConnell, man. There will be no meaningful gun legislation because it is not politically expedient for Republicans to do so. They look at the polling, they look at their side, and they look at independents, and the vast majority of those people, and I don't count myself in either of those categories, not on gun control, but the vast majority believe in guns. Guns outside the household. Guns wherever you are. Packing heat.
Yeah, but it's all matters of degree, man. You got to engage where you can find the commonality. And there's more there, I think, than you might be suggesting.
Well, Republicans aren't going to earn any votes by being reasonable. And they're not going to start now. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. I got Dom. I got Fancy Brian. I got Evan. Could have you on the phones as well. Come back. It's the Tuesday edition.
Nobody can even begin to imagine what a completely scorched earth Senate would look like.
I'm Satan reincarnated.
You saying you want a piece of me?
Go get him!